Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the fan. Number to join, 888-808-1019.
Molly Rosenberg, please.
What's good?
Lots to discuss. The Knicks, terrible home loss to an undermanned Pacers team, which is going to be a problem next year when they're fully healthy. I'll get into that later. Aaron Judge is healthy, supposedly. See how that goes. The Jets coach and staff, who? But of course, the news that came out of Port St. Lucie, that's where the Mets play. The season, not even one game into spring training, and already, bad news for Mets. Met fans, Met organization, Francisco Lindor, left hand injury. Hammett bone. The same injury that Francisco Alvarez had. If he gets the surgery, he's going to have a second opinion later on today. If he gets the surgery, he's out 6 weeks. You know, early this week, you saw him throwing the ball around. Well, this weekend, I should say, throwing the ball around, playing catch. Everybody's getting excited. Pitchers and catchers reporting. Who gives a rat's ass that Devin Williams and Luke Weaver have Yankee bags? But those two, stop being cheap. Order some damn bags. Please, you're millionaires. But Francisco Lindor could be out for 6 weeks. I think it would be longer, but better now than later. Get this crap over with. No, I'll try to play through it. No. You have a guy on your team who had the same injury, a catcher no less. And he was back in 6 weeks. Take care of it now. Again, I'd rather have it at the beginning of the season than the middle or the end of the season. So, because we've seen it around here with the Mets. Great starts and an injuries, season over. Bad starts, great run, injuries, season over. Over and over and over again. But at least spring training. It's the beginning of spring training. This is a guy who plays every single day. And I'm hoping this season he takes games off. I'm hoping with the guys they've added, Francisco Lindor can take a game here, a game there, instead of wanting to play 160 games, 158 games. We need him. Plain and simple. This news sucks, but it could be a lot worse. The season's not over. His season's not over. Get the surgery, and let's get going with the rehab. That's it. Now, do I think he'll be ready for opening day? No, I don't think so. And I wouldn't even push it. Take your time, because long-term, we need him in the lineup. Much improved lineup. Guys we've brought in. Professional hitters, as they say. Contact hitters. Guys that put the ball in play. Winning ball players. Not swinging at balls thrown in the mezzanine level. So, yes, the injury news for Francisco Lindor sucks, but it's not the end of the world. Now, would I be losing my, you know what, if this was May or June? Oh, hell yeah. Because now you're in the heart of the season. Or if this happened after the trade deadline, yes. But I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. It's a 6 week thing, not a 6 month thing. Get this out the way now, and we go forward. The other news that came out of David Stern's press conference was that Juan Soto is going to be playing left field. Well, that makes sense. He's playing left field in the WBC. Although Fernando Tatis is a better fielder, so he's playing right field. But Juan Soto long-term in left field, before he goes to first base, is a better option. Now, who's going to play right field? Well, David Stern said Carson Binge is going to get an opportunity to win a spot. You have Tyrone Taylor. He said Brett Beatty will take reps as well. Could I see the Mets, if they're not happy with the options, trying to make some sort of move? I don't know. I think they're going to play with what they have and go forward. And if it doesn't work out, then that's what the trade deadline is for. But they're hoping and praying that Carson Binge runs with it, wins the spot, and runs with it. Then you have a young potential star in this lineup who's not making a lot of money, and you could use that money and other pieces to fill the rest of the roster, whether it's at the trade deadline or next offseason. If there is an offseason next year, because who the hell knows what's going to happen with baseball? So those are the two stories that came out of Port St. Lucie, the Lindor story. People saying, well, why is he doing it now? Because they just found out. Do you think they would have posted a video with Lindor if they knew he was hurt? Throwing the ball? No. That video would never have been posted. So I believe that this injury did happen. There's going to be negative Met fans and negative people in the media that say, oh, they hid this. I don't think they hid it. They found out about it. Or else Lindor would have had the surgery sooner. He had his elbow cleaned up right after the season, so why the hell would he not get this taken care of? Again, this is a non-story unless it becomes a story. Meaning if he has the surgery and comes back and then he's just awful, then this becomes a big story. But now, when spring training hasn't even, no games have officially been played. I know the Mets played the 21st against, of course, our daddies, the Florida Marlins, the Miami Marlins, excuse me. Yankees play the Orioles. But this Francisco Lindor thing's a non-story. Juan Soto playing left field. They collaborated. They agreed. They talked. Now no one can say we can put those Juan Soto selfish crap stories to bed. That's a team player. And I'm sure he'll play right field a couple times. You know, let's switch it up. But Juan Soto will be playing left field for the New York Mets this season. And it's probably better off long term. Left field is easier to play at Citi Field than right field. Luis Robert Jr. is going to be able to bail whoever the right fielder is and bail Soto out because of his gold glove fielding ability, the way he gets to balls. Great fielder. Again, a gold glover. Tyrone Taylor will be out there in right field if he has to be. But again, they're hoping Carson Binge is the one who runs with this job. Spring training kills it and earns a spot on opening day roster. The thing I think about is who's going to play shortstop if Lindor is not ready for opening day? And again, don't rush him. Don't rush him back. There's no need. It's the beginning of the season.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Understand diehard Met fans, you paid for opening day. It's the most expensive ticket besides the Subway Series in the playoffs. You paid for opening day. It's a party season package. You want to see the whole team. But it's not the end of the world. Who plays shortstop for the Mets? We'll see what they do in spring training. Last time I checked, Ronnie Mauricio is still on the roster. And he used to be a shortstop. They had him playing at third in winter ball. Bo Bichette, you signed him to be the third baseman. Do you put him at short for a little bit until Lindor's back? Or do you, you know, stick to third, we'll figure it out. Those are the more important questions. If Lindor's not ready for opening day, and I don't want them to rush him, who's going to play short? And then how's the lineup look? If Lindor is going to bat first, well, who's going to bat first now for the lineup? Those are the more important questions. I'm not worried about Lindor being out for a long period of time. No, get the surgery. Let's move on. And let's figure out what this opening day lineup is going to look like. Because I don't want the Mets to rush Lindor back. We've seen this with several teams in this town. When you rush somebody back from an injury, and they're never the same. At least for that season. Sometimes their career. How do you put this lineup together without Lindor, who's a huge piece of this lineup? It's no secret. Leadoff hitter, leader on the field. What do they do with the shortstop? Brett Beatty, they want him to focus on the outfield, and he's focusing on first base. I'm surprised nobody said, well, this is why you should never trade Acuna. You had to. It was a no-brainer. You got a better player. Got a gold glover to play center field. Better option. Better deal. But I trust David Stearns to get this right, to figure it out, and the Mets are going to be fine. Francisco Lindor is going to be fine. I just want everybody that's in the WBC to be healthy, end it healthy, and get back to the big club healthy. That's the most important thing to me. I'm not going to sit here and spew hate about the WBC. I love the fact that the American team is really, really into it this year. Really into it. Which adds some legitimacy to it. You know, guys that have been dealing with injuries want to be a part of it. Aaron Judge. I'd rather watch the WBC than spring training baseball, Grapefruit League action. I mean, who wants to see a guy wearing number 96 go against a pitcher wearing number 88 who never going to see the big leagues? No one. Spring training is good for like the first inning or two. And then I'm ready for opening day. It's that simple. Oh, look at this guy with no name on his jersey. Going against, oh, that guy with no name on the jersey. That's it. Spring training is it's good for, it's good visual. The sun is out. Baseball's in the air. It's a great visual. But as far as watching the games, no, I'm good. I just like the WBC spring training, I just want everybody to be healthy. That's all that matters. Get revved up for the regular season. And the Mets have high expectations. They're one of the favorites to get to the World Series. After an offseason which started out rocky, all the hate and negativity seems to be a theme. I'll get to that later. All the hate and negativity towards Steve Cohen, towards David Stearns, all the nonsense that was said about casinos and, you know, his quarter, David Stearns' quarter zip and all that other stuff. Just stupid stuff. I was confident they'd put out a competitive team. Why wouldn't I be? Steve Cohen has put his money where his mouth is. Sometimes good, sometimes didn't work out. Frankie Montas. It's a different team than we've been accustomed to seeing the last couple seasons. It's a different energy. This team should have a huge chip on their shoulders. Considering how last year went for some that are on this, still on this roster. Mainly the starting pitchers. Sean Manaea, Kodai Senga, David Peterson, the three guys who were absolute disappointments. Sean Manaea injury, David Stearns, David Peterson second half, and Kodai Senga after he blew out his hamstring. There are more important stories than Francisco Lindor surgery. Which is going to happen. It should happen. I do not want him to be out there. Let's try to play through it. No, get this over with. He played with a broken finger. Remember, he hurt his hand in L.A., missed the game, and played the rest of the season like that. This is a different injury. He asked Francisco Alvarez to lean on. He had the same thing, and he should be back in 6 weeks. This is a no big deal situation. Not at all. It's nothing. Nothing. It becomes a story if there's complication from the surgery or if he comes back from the surgery and he's just not good for the whole season. Then it becomes a major story. But I think the Mets will be fine. Anytime something happens bad with the Mets, you know, Mets fans freak out. Well, people that hate on the Mets freak out. It's target practice for the Mets. The minute this alert popped up on my phone, I'm like, here we go. Here comes all the LOL Mets crap. But it's a no big deal. It's nothing. It's nothing. Now, if it was his elbow, shoulder, those are his back, which he played through. Those are bigger issues. But this is nothing. I'm more interested to see who plays shortstop. So, you know, that first grapefruit game this weekend, or the 21st, I should say, the first grapefruit game. We'll see who they play at short. We'll see who they rotate in and out. That's what I'm interested in. Who they put in right field, that's what I'm interested in. The right field competition, who's going to play shortstop for now? And those three starting pitchers who need to have bounce back seasons if the Mets are going to reach the World Series. If the Mets are going to have a shot to beat the Dodgers. Because if those three pitchers stink again, don't get it done, even with Peralta, even with McClain, because he has to do it for a whole season himself. And Clay Holmes, can he do it for another season? The Mets season goes nowhere if Manaea, Peterson, and Senga stink again.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.